It's 842 News Radio KDKA. We want to check in with Jarrell Gilliam, who is the executive director of Light of Life Rescue Mission, well known here on Pittsburgh's North Shore. Good morning, Jarrell. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. We wanted to check in with you because even though it's hot this week, the end of summer is coming, and people have noticed an increased homeless population in our region. You know that because you're on the front lines and you deal with this every day. And some of the plans to try to find housing for these folks, how has that gone? Because we first heard of this at the beginning of the summer, and now that we're almost at the end, did we make any progress?
Well, it's always good to be with you, Larry. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm actually at a summit right now with some executive directors from across the country, and we're coming together and strategizing about the winter season and other things. Yeah, it's been getting worse over the summer. The county contacted us a few weeks ago as they're putting together the winter plan. And so they're calling on a collaborative effort for that to be to come together. The big challenge, though, as you recall, the 2AC is still closed. And so there was already a stressor to the system, and it's been stressed even more through the summer. And so we are just, very concerned about that. Usually it's about twice the amount in the winter that it is this time of the year. And we're already at capacity right now. And so it's concerning. I believe if we come together and if we really look at all of the potential options that are out there, we'll be able to meet the need here in Pittsburgh.
And Jarrell, what is the driving force in your expertise behind this increase? And it's been substantial in a lot of areas of our hometown where there's always been some, but it doesn't seem like we've seen this crisis to this level before.
Yes, it's been increasing across the country. So first of all, there's a national trend this way. But I also think here in our city, as we have been trying to figure out the best ways to approach this, there have been some approaches that have had unintended consequences. And so as a result, instead of moving people out of homelessness, some have remained or it has grown. And we've seen the same kind of trend in the past. There's an approach called Housing First or Low Barrier, which seeks to make sure that everyone who's experiencing homelessness, that their very first thing that we try to bring to them is a place to stay. And then from there, you can get other services theoretically. And so we began doing some of using that approach, but there's a hole in that approach. One is that low barrier or no barrier actually creates barriers for some people. If you have a person, a woman who's been victimized, for example, she may not want to stay in a shelter that has men in the same room that she is in. There are people who are coming out of addiction and they've decided that they want to now live a sober lifestyle. They don't want to be around people who are constantly using. And so so it's important for us to not just have one fix here in Allegheny County, but to have multiple tracks. Just like there's multiple tributaries into homelessness, we need to have multiple tracks coming out. And when we have a one approach will help all, we end up making the problem worse because people stay in the state that they're in.
Where is this conference, Jarrell?
The conference I'm in now is in Myrtle Beach. And again, I'm a part of CityGate Network. There's 320 rescue missions in Canada and United States. And so it's very helpful for me because when I go to these other cities, I'm able to visit. I was in Tenderloin in San Francisco, Skid Row in L.A., Baltimore, New York. I've been in these places so I can see what's worked and what's not worked. If you followed the news lately, just a couple weeks ago, San Francisco reversed their policy, and they were one of the leaders in this whole low barrier, no barrier approach. And they just realized they were losing people with ODs on the street, and they needed to wrap around services. So that's what our big thing is I'm challenging the county, the city, everyone. If we're going to commit resources to creating housing, commit an equal amount of resources to wrap around services to make sure that those who go into the apartments have the supports that they need in order to be successful.
Well, when you come back, we'd love to hear about what you have learned on this journey and how we can implement it here in Pittsburgh. Thank you.
It's always good to be with you, Larry. God bless you.
You too. Jarrell Gilliam, who is the executive director, Light of Life Rescue Mission. They do tremendous work each and every day. God's work in our town.